Early evening bells tolled out over Redwall Abbey, calling all its inhabitants to the feast. Fillon took her daughter's paw as they crossed Great Hall together. There was a tinge of regret in Mira's voice.
I wish Dana was here tonight. I've never really met him, and I only saw him for a short time.
The Ottoman patted her paw gently.
Don't fret, Mira. There are many seasons ahead for you both to get to know one another. Skipper is a good beast. I trust him. He'll bring Dana back to us safe and sound. You'll see. Now smile, my pretty one. Don't let our badger mum feel that you're unhappy in any way.
Sister Alcanet shuddered visibly as a discordant jangle grated on her nerves. Burab and a half-dozen otters lugged the hurdy-gurdy across the stone floor toward the tables. She sniffed.
I hope you don't intend making a din with that infernal contraption and ruining the evening.
The irrepressible hare saluted and jingled his earbells.
Din, ma'am? Begging your pardon. I'm an expert musician. I don't make dins. Never know when one needs a trusty old hurdy-gurdy at a party, what? Gangways, you chaps, make way for a priceless instrument and a valued and talented creature. Master of ceremonies, you know. Miss Mira said I could perform the honours. Charming young girl, that, and bit like her dear mama, what?
When every beast was seated and the bells had ceased tolling, Burab arose and pounded the tabletop with a ladle.
Good evening, chaps, chapesses, and good beasts all. Ahem! Praise silence whilst Brother Hoban says the grace.
Hoban nodded to the hare and proceeded.
Seasons of plenty at Redwall yield their bounty to us all. From the good earth's fertile soil, we who bent our backs in toil reaped Mother Nature's rich reward to bring unto this festive board, this food which we have laboured for. What honest beast could ask for more, save that kind seasons never cease and hope to live long lives in peace?
Midst a loud and fervent amen, Burab's ladle hit the table again.
Well done, sir. Redwallers, kindly be upstanding. I propose a toast to the creature we are here to jolly well honour. Cregar, Badgermum of this abbey.
Every beast, even the smallest divans, arose and raised a profusion of beakers, cups, goblets and tankards. The roar almost shook the rafters as they took up the toast.
To Cregar, Badgermum of this abbey.
Gundil, quite overcome by the moment, scrambled beneath the table, hurried across to Cregar and shook her paw heartily.
Her, mum, he be girtly loved yer. Do he say a speech?
Several more came forward to prop the badger up on her pillows.